This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Past the hour here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, looking around to see what is what and who's who. I'm looking around. Well, I can say that even though I don't like the reference to looking, because this is a radio program, you have to use your imagination, but we're actually telling stories that we're following in various media, so that means we have to have at least one eye open in order to get that done. One half of our brain. What does Limbaugh say? He's got half his brain tied behind his back or something. Like that?
Something well, like that.
About right.
Victoria. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara, and Doug here with Jennifer leading off. Who are you leading off with? Or what are you leading off with, Jennifer?
Well, more chaos at our southern border with Mexico. Couple of things going on. First, let's start with Mexico, shall we? Apparently, according to reports, there are armed Mexican troops that are disarming soldiers. Most specifically, armed Mexican troops disarmed two United States soldiers this past weekend while they were on the American side of the border. This is according to U.S. defense officials. U.S. Northern Command said in a statement that 5 to 6 Mexican military personnel questioned 2 U.S. Army soldiers who were conducting border support operations. The U.S. soldiers were in an unmarked Customs and Border Protection vehicle near the southwest border of Clint, Texas. Officials confirmed that the Mexican troops were armed with what seemed to be rifles. They raised their weapons when they saw the 2 U.S. soldiers, then took a pistol from one and put it into a CBP vehicle, according to the officials. The 2 Americans obliged in an attempt to de-escalate a potentially vital situation. So that's going on. Now, throughout the incident, the U.S. soldiers
What are we talking about here? If they're on the American side of the border, what are the Mexicans doing?
Raise their rifles at them. That's the question.
Well, were the Mexicans on their side of the border, or were they on our side of the border?
In most of the border areas, it's literally one step over. So I think they were pretty close to each other. But yes, I believe they were on the Mexican side of the border.
Hmm. So what is there about our relationship with Mexico that is different than our relationship with Canada? Canada, I was studying this over the weekend. We have an agreement with Canada as to how the Canadians are supposed to handle people that come into their country that then want to come into our country. We have no such agreement with the Mexicans, and I wonder why. It would seem to me, and it can be done by executive order, there's some kind of a rule or a regulation or something that happens with the Canadians so that it keeps us from getting into all of this mess that we don't have with the Mexicans. And I don't understand, after all of these years with all these problems, why I don't know exactly what it's called, what the legalese of it is, but I do know that by presidential fiat, you can say to the Mexicans, look, we need to fix this problem, and the problem is yours. You're creating the problem by letting these people wander through your country and come to our border and confront our officials or whatever it is. Never mind the border wall and all that other stuff. What the hell are we doing letting the Mexicans get away with what we don't let the Canadians get away with? Or maybe mutual agreement. I don't understand this at all.
You've got to have two parties ready to tango, though, right? You have to have two come to the dance floor.
And the Mexicans are a lot more dependent on us than we are them. They don't have any economy if they don't buy their oil.
That's why Trump's been threatening to cut the trade, not only trade, but to tack on tariffs.
Well, why is he threatening? Just do it. If that's
because
what fixes the problem.
The political backlash was really great. When he said he was going to shut down the border, he said, I'm going to shut it down. We're going to slap on a 25% tariff. And now he's saying if they don't get it together in a year, he's going to slap on the tariff. So I think there's
political
pressure.
What has the tariff got to do with putting this operationally
Because it's designed to hurt their economy so that they will come to the table and actually cooperate.
No, but the Canadians, we don't have any relationship with the Canadians like that. Our relationship with the Canadians is fine, mostly because of the intelligence and the maturity of this agreement. So why don't we have, that would fix most of the problem as far as I can see. I don't get what the hell it is
because
that we're
Mexico's
afraid of with regard
to... I don't think it's us. I think it's Mexico that's not wanting to cooperate.
No,
the new president wasn't even checking the border, Doug. The new president was letting anybody who wanted to come in, come in. Now he's actually got security checkpoints because he was afraid about the threat of the shutdown of the border because he knows what that economic impact would be. But why they won't do any more to control, I don't know. They don't want the people in their country. That's probably the short answer.
Well, so don't let them in at the southern border. That's your job, not ours. I don't get this. I honestly don't. I'm completely befuddled by
and
this
the,
and why
and
we don't
international
just say, this is the way it's going to be.
Insisting. There should also be insisting on the fact that people seeking asylum go to Mexico and not come all the way through to the United States. Mexico is safe enough if they're looking for asylum, but they won't do that.
Well, the other thing that got under my skin a little bit over the weekend was listening to something on the Los Angeles Public Station about the impact of Hispanics. There's no question if you want to go back. There's been a lot of discussion going back to, we've been back and forth on this most of my life, reparations for relatives of those who were slaves and what should happen. My son and I were talking about this yesterday, whether kids who are relatives of those who were slaves should have free education, that kind of stuff. And there's an argument to be made for some of that. But when it comes to what's going on here in these areas that are very largely Hispanic, where we don't really know what Americans, Americans and in the name of America, a lot of people who lived in the Southwest were screwed royally. We had a claim that we just decided to, we'll stay, okay, we're going to take over this part of the world. This is our country. We're going to make it our country. And it's too bad for the people who were here. Did that with Native Americans, did that with Hispanics that were here. But now, somehow or other, everybody who's a Hispanic has a grievance based on that. And I'm sorry, I don't buy that. If you weren't a relative, this is where, I suppose, Ancestry.com or something like that comes in, as silly as it may sound. I don't think it is silly. I think that we owe a debt to the people that we screwed over in some way, shape, or form. But I don't think we owe a debt to everybody who's got a Hispanic last name. I just don't. I think it's becoming ludicrous. The Hispanic lobby in this part of the world and what they get away with, because they get away with a lot just in the name of being Hispanics. There's something wrong with that, as there is where we're not policing our border or any number of people who make claims just because of maybe their religion, the color of their skin, what their ethnic background is. It's getting ridiculous. It is, and I'll leave it at that unless there's something else to be said about it. I think it's appalling the way we're catering to a lot of this stuff. It's nonsense. 15 past the hour.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
The future of printing is here, and so are the savings.
The reinvented HP OfficeJet Pro printers are now at Staples.
They're smart, mobile, and secure.
So you can easily print, scan, and copy remotely from your mobile device.
And now at Staples, save up to 20% on the all-new HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Plus, save up to $50 more in-store when you trade in your old printer.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 5/4/19. See store or staples.com/HP OfficeJet Pro to learn more.
This is what flow from Progressive sounds like in one of our commercials. You may have seen one there on TV occasionally.
And speaking of motorcycle insurance rates, did you know that our basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year? And speaking of insurance, I just love...
And this is how that same commercial sounds on your motorcycle. Everything's better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Bigger is better, especially when it comes to television. And that's the case with Samsung's new TVs ranging in size from 65 inches all the way up to 98 inches and an 8K resolution. What is 8K? We asked Scott Cohen from Samsung.
All of the flat screen TVs we watch right now are made up of little dots on the screen called pixels. And when all the dots work together, it creates the picture. So increasing the number of dots should increase both picture quality, picture clarity, and the overall experience. So what Samsung did is, in our 4K lineup, we have about 8 million dots or 8 million pixels. In our 8K lineup, 33 million pixels, so four times the resolution. So what the customers are going to be able to do is sit much closer, which is going to give you more detail and a more lifelike image.
Check them out at Samsung.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yep, 17 at the hour. Names in the news. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said, basically, up yours to little fatty. He's going to continue as the negotiator with North Korea. The senior official said they didn't want to talk to him. The table will be, quote, lousy once again, says the North Korean. This guy says he hopes the U.S. doesn't involve Pompeo in future negotiations. Pompeo said, nothing has changed. Well, how did this even get started? What did Pompeo say that upset little fatty?
I don't know if he said anything. It wasn't specific, right? They said he was sophomoric or something like that.
He got called out
because Kim Jong-un had all of these facilities that he was trying to hide from the Americans. And when President Trump and Pompeo had that meeting that Kim Jong-un walked out of, they said, oh, no, we know you have these facilities. And Kim Jong-un was a bit embarrassed. That's why the meeting ended.
He just left.
Because he didn't know that we knew that he had all of those facilities. So I think that has something to do with it. Right.
Okay. Much more important is the fate of baby Sussex. Prince Charles was asked over the weekend.
I thought that was like Baby Shark.
What, Baby Sussex? No. Prince Harry and Meghan's daughter. Is it a daughter? Do they know is it a daughter?
We don't know.
If it's a daughter, Prince Charles was asked whether he would object to her being named Diana. Because apparently there's some rumor floating around if it is a girl.
I think the bookmakers have Diana as the lead name.
They do.
I think so, okay. Yeah. That's
so
probably
that
where that question
idea?
Came from.
Yeah.
What did Charles say? I didn't hear about this. What was his answer?
Well, he didn't really answer because he doesn't really ever answer any questions that are. He comes up with a lot of gobbling. Have you ever seen an interview with the Prince Charles?
I don't think I have, actually.
No, yeah. He didn't say anything.
He's well trained.
Mumbles. Yeah. He's right. He's the British heir, but he'll never be the king. Harry's going to be the king, right? Or is William the king?
William.
Who happens?
William and Kate will be.
William.
Yeah. 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 He needs to get a hair transplant. Man, he doesn't look good without a good head of hair. Harry's got a good head of hair. So anyway, Meghan is due what, next 10 days or so? When's she due?
We don't know. They're keeping it very secret. It's not going to be a public thing like it was with William and Kate's kids.
Oh, okay, got it. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The sound of your own wheels drives you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy.
Glenn Frey of the Eagles on Take It Easy. There are so many great songs. The two of them together were a great, great pair, I think. Don Henley, Glenn Frey, the fabulous music that came, gave so much of us a lot of pleasurable moments listening to the Eagles. And now the focus is on Glenn Frey's widow, who is taken the doctor to court. So Glenn Frey and his demise, the subject of the suit, a $12 million suit from the doctor that she blames, in fact, for Glenn Frey's death. The third anniversary of his death at the age of 67 took place in January. Complications from rheumatoid arthritis, acute ulcerative colitis, and pneumonia, which, yeah, I mean, on the face of it,
it's a lot going on. Like, my gosh.
Yeah, but I don't think you don't die from rheumatoid arthritis. You don't die from an ulcerative colitis attack, and you don't, well, you do die from pneumonia. Frey's widow and the mother of her three children, Cindy Frey, is seeking $12 million from Dr. Stephen Itzkowitz, who is the gastroenterologist that was treating Glenn's colitis, says he was negligent. The suit states the doctor failed to promptly and properly access the patient for respiratory issues and ignored an infection that he had. So a judge denied her request to keep the case sealed. Why should a famous plaintiff be entitled to protections that less renowned individuals can only dream of? The celebrity of the parties in this case should not entitle them to the presumption that their medical records or financial information will be sealed purely on account of their fame, says the judge. Judge wouldn't allow a blanket sealing of the case. He did say he would consider partial sealing on a case-by-case basis for certain records. Why do they want it sealed at all? What's the problem?
Well, apparently Cindy Frey wants it sealed, the financial stuff, because the reason that she came up with the number of $12 million is that's what she projected Glenn Frey would have made since his death. So if he was still alive, that he would have made another $12 million because the Eagles are back on tour. So that's where that number comes from. And then the doctor is claiming that he wouldn't have made that much money. And so that's why they don't. She doesn't want the financials, I guess, to be public.
I think that sounds a little low. For as popular I as thought those that guys were, seemed, depending on how much they were. Yeah.
Well, if you think about it, Lindsey Buckingham sued Fleetwood Mac for $14 million in lost potential income, and that's from their tour this year, so why wouldn't the Eagles make $12
million?
You know, that seems kind of like a reasonable amount. Yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, so let's see what happens with that cat fight. Next up, musically, the John Lennon piano that was used to write a lot of Beatles songs, sold at auction to the owner of the Indianapolis Colts. His name is Jim Irsay. He tweeted over the weekend that he's elated to own the instrument that Lennon used to compose songs for the Beatles, mostly the Sgt. Pepper album. He paid $718,750 for the piano. Wow. Piano was made in the 1870s, apparently, auctioned on GottaHaveRockAndRoll.com. The site opened to bidding at $575,000. Estimated it would sell for somewhere between $800,000 and $1.2 million. So
it's actually low. Not,
yeah, it is kind of
this
low.
Guy got a bargain.
Apparently. New owner called ownership of the piano a responsibility I take seriously with future generations in mind. He previously bought guitars owned by Jerry Garcia, Prince, and Bob Dylan at other auctions. So that's the story of the owner, and his name is Jim Irsay of the Colts. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Sun smiles as you drift past the flowers, but it grows so incredibly.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
California politicians are turning restaurant employees into criminals if they give their customers plastic straws. Several cities have already banned straws, but the state of California wanted to go further, imposing fines and jail sentences. The first draft would have fined waiters $1,000 or 6 months in jail for giving customers straws without being asked. The final version that became law reduced the amount of the fines, but any fine for just offering straws is ridiculous. America will survive this disposable straw crisis, but these nanny state politicians could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Individual freedom is our birthright, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cyber criminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump and First Lady Melania at the annual Easter egg hunt at the White House. The president rolling with it, giving a reporter a relaxed response to a question about impeachment. The reporter shouting, "Are you worried about impeachment, Mr. President?" "Not even a little bit," President Trump answers. Earlier, the president addressing the huge crowd.
"Maybe most importantly, I want to wish everybody a very happy Easter. Our country is doing fantastically well. Probably the best it's ever done economically. economically. We're setting records on stock markets. We're setting records with jobs.
In other news, lawyers for President Trump suing House Oversight Committee Chairman Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings for trying to subpoena tax records from the president's accounting firm. Taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow down 48 points, the NASDAQ up 17 points, and the S&P 500 up almost 3 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Before half the hour here on the DJV program, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at controls in our studio in Washington. It is Victoria's charge to lead us into this half hour, so charge away as long as you're not using my credit card. Help yourself.
Well, Target is in the news, and not for a retail situation, but their popular car seat trade-in event is back. And this is running now through May 4th. Target stores will accept and recycle old car seats, including infant seats, convertible seats, and car seat bases, harnesses, and booster seats. Now, this is something that parents, you know, a lot of parents, they spend a lot of money on car seats, and then when the kid grows out of it, what do you do with it? It just sits in a landfill. And so Target first introduced this program back in April of 2016. They've had 500,000 car seats and more than 7.4 million pounds of materials have been recycled thanks to this program through Target. Now, the good thing is, too, if you are a parent, it doesn't matter if you bought your car seat from Target. They accept all of them. And there is a website that that you can dedicate it to recycling car seats if you want to go for the state-by-state options. But if, and that's if you're not near a Target. But if you are near a Target and you have one of these old car seats or boosters or whatever, if you turn it in, you get a 20% off baby gear coupon. So it's a good deal all around. And, of course, any time that stuff doesn't end up sitting in a landfill, that's always great news. So this is a two thumbs up for Target from me.
All right, here's some news from Pier 1. Those of you who shop there, I never could understand the excitement, but a lot of people love Pier 1 imports.
There's some cool stuff there.
Stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they're not doing so well because they're going to close 145 stores.
No.
Drops in sales, that kind of stuff. They have closed 30 stores already. Closures are the latest in a long string of closures for not only Pier 1, but look at the retail situation across the country and how things are changing in the malls. Have you noticed the different sort of stores that are in the malls now, the big successful malls? I thought it was pretty interesting. I was walking around. There are three or four malls that I frequent here in Los Angeles because they have movie theaters in them. There's one in Santa Monica. There's one out in Century City. And I was wandering around. The Century City Mall was rebuilt last year, and they spent tens of millions of dollars bringing in all kinds of new little specialty stores, things, and this is the right neighborhood for that because people will spend the money here. They obviously know their market. But the number of small little local stores, this is what's changing the landscape. And I'm not sure this is, I'm not making a judgment whether it's good or bad. We, for a long time in our country, have become, especially if you travel around the country a lot like I do, and you see the same stores everywhere. It's the same chains. It's the same look, the same restaurants, same retail, same everything in all these malls. And so now there are more and more local, at least here. I can't tell you. I shop more in, or I go to more malls here in Southern California than I do in Massachusetts. So I don't really know what's going on with a lot of the malls that are around me in Massachusetts. But out here, I've noticed, I don't know whether you have, Jennifer, or not, maybe what the situation is where you are, Victoria or Kara, malls or places where you frequent if you're shopping, are you seeing the same sort of thing, that local stores seem to be finding a place in the malls where they didn't for a long, long time? Do you see
any
of that?
That's great news if that's true.
The mall
that's right near me here in New Jersey, it's the Monmouth Mall, is basically closed. There's nothing left. The Lord & Taylor store closed up because Lord & Taylor has hit a lot of hard times, so that's gone. And so many, it's kind of a lot of empty storefronts, and there's only Macy's left. And
well,
I don't know if Macy's is going to survive.
Macy's
there.
Isn't doing that well. There are two malls. This is the Century City Mall. Is my daughter lives right between.
I've been to that mall.
Street that's off of Pico. Well, she's down the next block on Olympic.
Okay.
So the Century City Mall is on Santa Monica Boulevard. If you go over to Pico, there was a mall there that had a Macy's, and it was a very large mall, and they closed it down last year because Google came along. There were stores that were failing anyway, and it was too close to the other mall. But Google came along and offered them an outrageous amount of money to buy the mall so that they could move some offices and research. And you know, they don't have enough room where they are over on the other side of town on Jefferson near the Home Depot. So they bought the whole damn mall.
I've noticed that malls that are successful are actually becoming more destinations for people instead of not just
of
the addition of smaller shops, but they try to do bigger, flashier food area and other entertainment things to try to bring people in.
You're right. And they have a lot of that also at that Century City Mall.
They need to bring back boy bands.
An observation.
Boy bands got to start in malls. You never see boy bands anymore in malls.
That's right.
No, you don't. All right, we're going to talk about the White House Easter egg roll, but I want to spend a couple of minutes talking about an observation. Let's see if I'm on the right path here, ladies. There was a focus. George Bush and his defense secretary, what was the guy's name? It was Gates, who was with both Obama and Bush. He does a monthly thing at his the George Bush Library. They have a monthly sort of thing that ends up on C-SPAN, but it's a policy discussion and debate. Now, for most of you, that's enough to put you right to sleep. I happen to like to watch those things because I want to hear what these people are thinking on their part. What did you start to say, Jen?
Oh, I did that. That was Victoria.
Oh, all right. Victoria, you started to say something.
No, you already answered my question. Oh. I asked what can I do about it.
Nothing.
No one else said anything.
That was it.
All right, okay.
We must be in your head, though. I like that.
I got two people whispering to me in my ears here. All right, up next. This is an all-important focus.
Send presents to Jennifer.
Yeah. I didn't hear anything. Did you guys?
No.
Fabulous. Molly Weber is going to roll us through the White House Easter egg roll after this.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it was like when he was under fire during his second tour to Afghanistan.
You know, it almost seems overwhelming for like the first few seconds, but then you just fall into the rhythm of what you got to do. And we had unbelievable leaders and unbelievable training. And really, it just all came back to the fundamentals.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Have you ever wanted to speak another language? Whether you want to speak Spanish, French, or German, Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons can get you speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping me with my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres? Ha ha, I got it. I'm amazed how confidently I speak Spanish now. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned. No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, German, Portuguese, and more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, BABBEL.com. Or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
This is an excellent way for you to spend the next 5 minutes or so. You get what I'm doing here, ladies? Excellent. The White House has its annual Easter egg roll, and Molly Weber is here to help us celebrate because it appears that she is an egg farmer, has control of the family's farm in Versailles, Ohio, Weber Eggs. So you're is supplying all these eggs for the Easter egg roll. Is that right?
Well, you know, not me and our farm personally, but yes, we are one of America's egg farmers that are donating eggs to the White House this year for the annual Easter egg roll. In fact, this year we have collectively donated a record of 74,000 eggs to the White House, which is something we're super proud of.
Okay, so tell us how long it takes for chickens to lay 74,000 eggs, please, Molly.
Well, on average, a chicken lays about one egg a day. Mm-hmm. I'll let you do the math. That's not one of my strong suits.
Well, if you got one egg a day, you need 74,000 eggs. that's not a bad thing. So, I think, may I make this more about you and the eggs than the egg roll? Because the egg roll is something that we can use to focus. I don't know whether you knew that I am a family farmer as well, like you.
Oh, I did not know that. That's great.
I'm a dairy guy.
You're just 2% of the nation's population, farmers in general.
Right, exactly. So people have lost sort of touch with how eggs come to be and what goes on with chickens, what goes on with cows. So let me take this opportunity to talk about what it's like to be in a family of egg farmers. You've grown up on the egg, in the egg business, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. How is it, what do Americans need to know about you, your family farm, and the egg business, the hen, the difference? I always talk about people, they laugh at me, the difference between a chicken and a hen. A hen's a hen and an egg's an egg. That's not sure.
Right.
That's
no, I think to that point, I think right now it's genuinely important that Americans understand that farming, whether it be eggs or cattle, farmers genuinely care about their animals. And I think that there's currently a lot of misconceptions about different production methods. And at the end of the day, a healthy hen or a healthy animal will be the biggest producer and healthiest producer of any byproduct.
One of the things going on this week also is Earth Day, and sustainability is a big conversation. I think you,
absolutely,
as I understand, yeah, you are someone who has a degree in marketing and are doing a great deal to raise awareness of these sustainability programs and progress here, because a lot of agriculture, a lot of family farms are criticized unfairly. You want to take us through that for a moment?
Sure. I think farming is very misunderstood. Again, a small percentage of the population are farmers. And sustainability is huge, and it's actually a critical aspect of any farm. And when I talk about sustainability, we're talking about not only economic profit, but just also to the sustainability of the people, the workforce, all of the people who are supporting the farm, in addition to sustainability of natural resources. So that's protecting water, protecting air quality. This isn't just a buzzword that we use. It's something that we genuinely care about and must be conscientious of moving forward. The environment, we need to protect that because these are the resources that we use every day.
Mm-hmm. So there's also attached to the Easter egg roll a commemorative egg. What is so special about this commemorative egg that has surfaced this year?
Super excited about the commemorative egg this year. This is something that dates back to 1977, and this year, I, as a daughter of an egg farmer, I'm particularly excited because the American Egg Board reached out to the Children of America's Egg Farmers, which actually inspired the design this year.
Cool. So what does it look like? Can you describe
it?
Well,
it's actually, yes. So the egg is a large chicken egg, which is hollowed out. And this year, we actually use a technique called quilling. So that's when you take pieces of paper, roll them really quickly. And this year, what's special about it, too, is it has Be Best on it, which honors the First Lady's initiative.
Yeah, cool. The Easter egg roll, 141 years it's been done. For info on the eggs, go to incredibleegg.org/Easter. Nice to have you here, Molly Weaver.
Many Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
After the hour, Monday brings us around to Tommy the K. Tom Kreitler is here from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program to give you some tips. There are always seasonal tips. There are always daily tips. There are tips galore at MoneyPit.com. Let's start out with Earth Day and talk about some natural ways to keep your house clean. How can we help create a better environment using some of the better cleaners, the natural cleaners? Some of them are highly touted, and some of them I bet a lot of people don't know about, Tommy.
Yeah, that's true. You know, when your house needs a good cleaning and maybe you're missing some of the cleaning products you usually use, or maybe you want to do something that involves less and fewer commercial cleaning products, there's a lot of products that you'll find in your cabinets and your cupboards that can be used for cleaning. Like, for example, lemons. Lemons are amazing. You can use lemons to clean copper. All you have to do is squeeze a fresh lemon on the copper surface and then add some salt. And when you rub the salt into the copper, you will be amazed at how fast the tarnish melts away. You know, when my kids were young, one of the things our family always did was use those penny machines, which is like a, you know, inexpensive way to kind of get a little token souvenir of someplace you did. And,
right.
And, you know, of course, you're on vacation, so you're always eating out, and we'd have iced tea, and they'd always have lemons on the side of it. I'd take the penny and the table salt, and Dad's, like, table trick was to put the lemon juice and the table salt on the penny and shine it up, you know? And it would just do a good job of it.
Daddy, you're so smart.
Hey, one kid grew up to be a chemist, so maybe it rubbed off on him. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it did. Yes.
You know, baking soda, good thing. Cleaning for cleaning bathrooms, you can make a paste of baking soda or borax with water and a squeeze of lemon juice. It's also good as an abrasive cleaner, so if you have to clean a toilet or something like that, it works well for that. Lemons can also be used to clean microwaves. If you add vinegar to them, a teaspoon of vinegar and some lemon juice and water, put that in the microwave for about 2 minutes, and you'll be amazed at how fresh and clean that microwave becomes.
Ooh, that's cool. All right, so also, if you're signing up for the Money Pit newsletter, you go to moneypit.com. You'll get every week some great things, although I'm not sure that the headline here would predicate as someone getting excited about spiders. And you have the headline suggests that there's a way to guarantee that spiders will come to your home this summer.
Oh, Mother Nature's already done that for you, Doug.
Really? Isn't that sweet of her? Thanks, Mom.
A lot of folks think that that spiders enter our homes and other structures in the fall, and they take up residence to survive the winter. But, you know, the bad news for those that are arachnophobes out there is that pest control experts are now finding that spiders are flocking to your house in the autumn, but they're also living with you year-round. And as spring emerges, you're starting to see these guys come out. So we have a story on MoneyPit.com right now, right on the homepage, about the seven most common spiders to watch out for in your house this summer. And they start with sort of the innocent ones called the American house spider, which is pretty common. If you see the picture, you'll recognize it. And it goes all the way up to the black widow. So there's some spiders there to definitely look out for. My favorite is the jumping spider. As if spiders are not bad enough, now there are spiders that can leap into thin air and land on you, and they could be in your house as well. So we've got the most wanted pictures of these spiders on MoneyPit.com right now.
Remember that old Tom Stafford song, "I Don't Like Spiders and Snakes, and That Ain't What It Takes to Love You"? I remember when I was a disc jockey playing that and telling people stories about the way spiders crawl into their nose and their mouth when they're asleep, into their ears. I'm sure I made plenty of friends then.
Yeah.
Okay, there's another story on Money Pit that is a focus on electric bills. Man, I've been looking at my electric bill as I spent more time in my home where it's cold, and the electric bill is twice what it was last year when I wasn't there much.
When you get that bill, too, you always freak out. Like, how could I possibly be using all of this electricity?
Right.
Well, I found this new product called Sense. Their website's getsense.com. It's a home energy monitor. And the way this works is it installs into your main electric panel, Doug, and it actually reads all the power going into your house, and it has a way of identifying what appliance is using that power. So you put the app in from Sense, and you can see if it's your refrigerator, or if it's your air conditioner, or if it's your heating system, or if it's the furnace, or if it's the lights. And not only can you figure out where it's going and what it's using, people are finding that if these appliances are broken, if maybe they're running too long, or there's a cycle that's missing, and it's driving the costs up, they can find it with the Sense meter. So check it out at GetSense.com. And look at the video there. It's amazing.
Check out the Money Pit daily, or rather weekly newsletter, MoneyPit.com. Thanks, Tommy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.